Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The United Nations Security Council has approved the dispatch of an international protection force to the beleaguered Caribbean nation of Haiti. It will be led by a large detachment of Kenyan police officers. Will Leonardo reports.
This approval by previously divided UN Security Council comes a year after Haiti's government first requested foreign help to tackle the armed groups that have overrun much of the capital, Port-au-Prince. Residents there have faced a dire humanitarian crisis, with gangs fighting openly in the streets, public services in tatters, and a port blockade leading to severe shortages. Hundreds have been killed in brutal violence. Kenya will now send 1,000 police pending parliamentary approval. Haiti's Caribbean neighbours, including Jamaica and the Bahamas, have also pledged personnel, while the United States has offered $100 million in logistical support.
The Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz has filed a motion to vacate or dethrone his party's House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy. It follows a war of words between the two men that broke out after a deal was reached on Saturday to avoid a US government shutdown. The bill was passed with the support of more Democrats than Republicans, as Mr. Gaetz and other hard-right Republicans refused to countenance government spending remaining at existing levels. Mr. McCarthy is likely to need support from the Democrats if he's to stay in office. Lawyers for Donald Trump have outlined his defence on the opening day of a civil fraud case in New York that could endanger his business interests. Prosecutors claim the former US president deceived banks, insurers and others by largely overvaluing his assets and exaggerating his net worth. An army colonel has been sentenced to death in the Democratic Republic of Congo for his role in the killing of more than 50 demonstrators in August, Tom Bailey reports.
A military court heard how amid chaotic scenes, troops opened fire at the protesters, allegedly on the instructions of Colonel Mikombe. He had suggested that he'd been misled by an operational order, identifying the sect members as proxies of the M23 rebel group, who had captured large swathes of territory in North Kivu province last year. In total, six soldiers had gone on trial, with three co-defendants jailed over the killings, whilst two were acquitted. The death sentence is often handed down in Congo, but it's been more than 20 years since an execution has actually taken place. Colonel Mikombe's lawyers have said they'll appeal.
A group of women from Greenland is seeking compensation from Denmark for involuntary contraception carried out in the 1960s. Records uncovered last year by the Danish broadcaster DR showed 4,500 intrauterine devices had been fitted into women and girls without their knowledge or consent. World News from the BBC. Nigeria's government says it's agreed a deal with unions to avert a nationwide strike that had been due to get underway on Tuesday. Unions had threatened a walkout due to anger over the impact of recent economic reforms, particularly the sharp cut in fuel subsidies. The Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has confirmed he will stand for a third term in elections scheduled for December. The former army chief has been in power since he helped oust Mohamed Morsi, the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood, in 2013. Activists say his term in office has been marked by the brutal suppression of all opposition and the collapse of the Egyptian economy. Early voting has begun in a referendum in Australia on the establishment of a body to advise Parliament on matters affecting the Indigenous population. Phil Mercer has this report.
The referendum will be held on October the 14th. But there's been a huge increase in early voting in Australia in recent years. Opinion polls are suggesting the plan to change the constitution to set up a so-called Indigenous voice to Parliament will be rejected. The Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says it would make a positive and practical difference to the lives of First Nations communities. He believes the referendum is certainly winnable. Critics insist the proposal could create delays and dysfunction within Australia's system of government.
The head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, has hailed the development of a new, cheap vaccine for the prevention of malaria as a great moment for health and for science. He was speaking after the WHO recommended for use the new drug, developed by the University of Oxford, known as R21, after trials found it to be safe and effective. It comes almost 2 years after the approval of the world's first malaria vaccine. BBC News.